You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. Go to the River Talk Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page, and there you are. And share this everywhere. Breaking news this morning, we had a live in-studio guest, Ron Ferguson, rep of 96th District, Ohio House, and he was really letting people know about this terrible case of, it looks to me like slander, coming up here with that dying old radio station, the old AM station VA, with Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes going on and on about absolute lies about him and his family and everything else. It was so bad that iHeart, according to Ron Ferguson, issued a formal apology. But, and here's the big takeaway here, iHeart, the largest radio company in America, claimed, according to Ron Ferguson, they couldn't figure out how to send an audio file through email. That when they tried to send the apology as an audio file to Ron Ferguson, it was bounced back. And as of this morning, he still doesn't have it. The big takeaway here is this, that iHeart is clearly trying to influence the election. The election is going on right now, by the way, early voting. And for iHeart to withhold the apology for the flat-out lies said on VA. And by the way, if you're an advertiser on VA, this is what you're supporting. Just flat-out lies and journalism that is not even journalism. It's just propaganda. Why you would want your good brand associated with that is something I'll never know. I'll never understand that. So because iHeart, as far as I can tell, and as far as Ron can tell, has not done anything to right the wrong, to make him whole, by airing the apology morning, noon, and night on all their local stations here in the Upper Ohio Valley, by not posting it on all their social media, by not posting it on their app, by not doing anything along those lines. They're essentially helping Ron Ferguson's opponent. And this is during the election process. People are voting right now. Early voting has started. And the longer that iHeart can delay getting this thing out for people to hear, the more it helps Hoagland. And if Hoagland is an advertiser with iHeart on VA and the other iHeart stations, I don't know that he is. I suspect he is, but I don't know. That's going to make it that much worse for iHeart. But the big thing with iHeart is that they should have nipped this in the bud immediately. As soon as they heard Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes say this, they should have nipped it in the bud just like that. But they didn't. According to Ferguson, anyway, they waited several days, and then they issued an apology of sorts that Ferguson never got. Nobody has seen. Nobody has heard, as far as I know. And what that says to me is that iHeart is very, very serious exposure here by not bending over backwards to spread the word, to let everybody know what kind of screw-ups, what kind of idiots they have working for them, and how all the stuff that was said were lies and shared and repeated and everywhere else throughout social media. iHeart is just helping Hoagland. And I thought the broadcasters weren't supposed to do that. So I've got to believe that iHeart is a very serious exposure here. Very, very serious exposure. You saw what Trump got from CBS and ABC for their bias. Well, if I'm Ferguson's lawyer, I'm taking a really good hard look at that. And the thing, the red flag to me was, you know, we couldn't figure out. iHeart couldn't figure out how to send two audio files. Sent by email, they bounced back. We can't figure out how to do this. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But that says to me, obviously, that they're playing favorites, and that how do you not figure out how to send an audio file if you're iHeart? I mean, seriously? Seriously? All right, back to this. This is more of the show with Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes, Sam and Otis. And this is the part where they really start to stretch the truth and then just start jumping to conclusions, then just do flat-out lies.
Are you skipping clip three?
Where's my notes? I have everything reversed here. Clip four, I'm sorry.
Hey, what's your current address?
My current address, this new address is on the, my boss know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he on his way here to get you now?
Yeah, he's on the way. He should be here 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Is it his car?
My car.
It's your car?
Yeah.
Well, it's registered to somebody else.
Yeah, it's my brother.
Oh, it's your brother's car?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get that information from him. I'll go over the rest of this real quick with you. You are going to be getting a citation tonight. You do not have a driver's license, and you are speeding. So 42 and 25, 333.03 is not a
fine. All right, now this is the part where she makes a big deal about the fact that he is happy he does not have to go to court. Well, I'd be happy if I didn't have to go to court, if I could just pay the fine, so would everybody else. But they make this out to be a very, very big deal because the whole point of this lie is to go after Ferguson.
Just the ordinance we use in Wintersville for speeding. And then this one right here, 335.01, is just for not having the driver's license.
Okay.
And there will be a court date on April 16th at 10 a.m. at our court here in Wintersville, the magistrate court.
Yes.
You do not have to appear at this court date time unless you choose to do so, as long as it's taken care of or addressed by then.
Okay. I have a question about that.
Okay.
If I don't go to court, can I pay just the ticket?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So do you live in Wintersville now?
Yes.
Okay.
I just move over here right now.
Okay.
Can I go get the jacket?
You can have a seat back in the car. We'll...
All right. He just moved there. That's why he doesn't know the address. He's Guatemalan. So, okay, he doesn't know the address. And the boss is not the guy from Seven Ranges. It's somebody else. Doesn't matter. Facts don't matter to the people at iHeart and VA.
Get the rest of the information from him when he gets here, too. And then we'll get you out and we'll talk to you after we talk to him.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, so this is where it starts to get interesting. Number one, I hope you noticed how very quickly the young man asked if he had to show up for court if he paid the ticket.
Ooh, big deal.
He doesn't want to show up to court because he's in this country illegally, is my speculation, okay? It was a very quick, very pertinent, immediate question that he asked the officer. And when he heard that you don't have to if you just go ahead and pay the ticket, did you hear the tone of excitement? All right? That's one thing I want to point out from that clip.
Or relief.
Or relief. That's a good way.
Yeah. The same excitement and relief that I would feel and you would feel. They're trying to make a big deal out of this. Again, it's all the agenda is all about spreading the lies regarding Ferguson and his family because iHeart is obviously in bed with Hoagland. And if they weren't in bed, they'd be apologizing all over the place, having it posted everywhere. And they won't even send, according to Ferguson, won't even send him the audio file with the apology. Honestly, it's unbelievable.
The second point I want to make with this clip is talking about his home address, not knowing where it is, and that his boss, who is coming to the scene, can tell the officer his home address.
And keep him.
Right. Now, again, the guy's new, just moved there from Guatemala. Okay, he doesn't know the address. Boss is not referring to Rich, who is the one of the employees at Seven Ranges. Boss is referring to the other guy who could not come, and so that other guy got in touch with Rich.
And this is at 3 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
approximately.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 3 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't remember exactly if it was 321 or 341, but it was somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
According to the police report, it was 11:10 p.m. These people are idiots.
So we have to go to a break. We're going to continue this conversation and wrap it all up for you and explain to you why this simple little traffic stop is important, and it's important to the state of Ohio. 7:46.
Really?
You're listening to the Blue Betty, Experience.
The state of Ohio.
News Radio 1170 WWVA. All right, just a quick recap of what we were talking about before the break. Middle of last week, we were provided some information from an anonymous source that was brought to our attention about a routine traffic stop in Wintersville, Ohio, which then turned into...
The source is Frank Hoagland's people. Nobody else cares.
Was driving 42 and a 25. This happened on March 21st. As police officers went to run his information, it was discovered that he was in the country illegally and has a... warrant out for his arrest that has been out for over a year. Now, we have clips from the body cam footage that we have played, but getting to the point as to why this is pertinent and why we are asking the questions and why we are bringing this information to you, that is because as we play the next clip, the young man who in an earlier clip said his boss was showing up to the scene, and his boss could provide the address of his residency because he did not know his home address. He refers to his boss, and then his boss shows up, and it is talked about.
No. What Ron Ferguson said was that Oscar's, the illegal's, boss did not show up. He couldn't. So Oscar's boss got in touch with Rich, who does work at Seven Ranges. The ineptitude here on the part of Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes is just, it's unbelievable. It's breathtaking. It really is.
His place of employment, which is Seven Ranges at the Fort Steuben Mall. It's a huge complex. I believe it's over 10,000 square feet. But anyways.
She's leaping to the conclusion that he works there. Just because the person who came to pick him up was Rich, not the boss. But now she's making the leap saying, oh, that's where he works. No, he doesn't. Idiot.
It's an entertainment complex. Why is this important? Because of the ownership of Seven Ranges, which is the Ferguson family, including Ohio Representative Ron Ferguson. So, before we get into those details, if you would, Otis.
Okay, now she establishes that, yes, Ron Ferguson is one of the owners at Seven Ranges. No problem. No problem. She contradicts herself a little bit later on because, again, they've got to bend over backwards and contort and twist logic upside down and left and right in order to try to make this thing stick. But here she admits that he is one of the owners, and he confirmed that on my show.
Please play clip 5.
Okay, his boss said he's on his way.
Yeah, so we'll talk to him. Huh. Did you get his boss's name?
I did not.
I wonder who he is.
He didn't sound Hispanic.
No, I heard him most different.
He said he's coming from Seven Ranges, so it'll be your husband. That's not that far.
No, but I know who it is, I guarantee it.
Oh, really? Is he drunk?
No.
Is he a drinker, though?
No, but him?
No, the guy
called. Oh, no. But they hire Guatemalans all the time. Yeah. Never had driver's license.
Okay, right there. That line. They hire Guatemalans all the time with no driver's license. Now.
Gee, a cop saying that. Big mistake. But what you do when somebody makes an accusation or something, especially an outrageous one, is you call Seven Ranges and say, hey, this is what the cop said. Is this true? They never did that because they're looking for material to trash Ferguson because iHeart, to this day, at least as of this morning, is playing favorites by not sending the apology in the audio file to Ron Ferguson, did not post it anywhere that we're aware of, and there's early voting going on right now. All this is interference, campaign interference by iHeart. They don't know how to send an audio file. Jeez.
There are no accusations being made here by myself or Otis. We are just playing the information so that you know.
Because
this does lead to a lot of questions about the hiring practices at Seven Ranges.
All right, now.
With that being said.
Lots of questions regarding the hiring practices at Seven Ranges. Journalism 101 will tell you this. Well, when you have a lot of questions about the hiring practices at Seven Ranges or anywhere else, you pick up the phone, you give them a call, or you send them an email or a text and say, we'd like to talk with you about the hiring practices at Seven Ranges. This is what we've been told or what we have heard by a police officer. Would you please tell us the truth? Anytime some of these people say, we've got lots of questions, my question is, why didn't you get the answers? All you had to do was call.